From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pakistan is mourning the death of at least 70 people in Sunday's Taliban suicide bombing in the eastern city of Lahore. Up to 30 children were among the dead, more than 300 others wounded. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban vowed that such attacks would continue. Analyst Alam Payan of Ohio State University tells VOA such attacks are not solely aimed at Christians.
This Taliban group are targeting not only the Christians, they're targeting Hindus. Some of Hindus are living in Pakistan. And also they are targeting the Shiites, Muslims, which are a branch of the Shia Muslims in Pakistan, too.
United States condemned Sunday's attack, calling it a cowardly act. That attack occurred as thousands of Pakistanis marched through the streets of Islamabad to protest last month's hanging of a man charged with murdering a provincial governor who sought to reform the country's blasphemy law. A French national suspected of involvement in planning a terror attack has been arrested in the Netherlands. 32-year-old, whose identity has not been released, was arrested at the request of the French authorities in the port city of Rotterdam. He is expected to be extradited to France soon. Three other people also detained in the raid. Nigeria is waiting for an answer from Cameroon about the claim of a would-be suicide bomber that she is one of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram nearly 2 years ago. She was arrested with a 12-kilogram belt of explosives. The abduction of more than 200 girls in Chibok in 2014 caused universal outrage. This is VOA News. Belgian riot police clashed Sunday with hundreds of protesters in central Brussels despite a ban on demonstrations in effect through Tuesday. Protesters said they were showing solidarity with the victims of last Tuesday's multiple bombings at the airport and a subway station that killed at least 31 and wounded hundreds. In a U.S. broadcast interview, Secretary of State John Kerry, who met with European officials in Brussels, said the U.S. is cooperating in the effort to prevent such attacks in the future.
There's a sense of urgency, clearly. When I met with the president of the European Commission yesterday, the prime minister of Belgium made it very clear. They know they need to move on these things, and hopefully that will happen. It is essential to the long-term fight against Daesh. But what's important for people to understand is we are making real progress in Iraq and Syria, and I mean real progress.
U.S. government has confirmed that so far four Americans are known to have died in the bombing attacks in Brussels, and at least 12 others were wounded. Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from the Islamic State, an operation hailed by U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We are encouraged and fortunate that Syrian government forces have been able to defeat the ISIS from Palmyra and is now able to preserve and protect these human common asset, cultural asset. And I'm also encouraged by their announcement that they will try to not only preserve and protect, they'll try to restore. I hope they will be able to do that.
The Islamic State seized Palmyra 10 months ago and destroyed many of the famed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. Britain's Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 400 militants and 180 soldiers and allied figures died in the battle for Palmyra. Donald Trump, the front-running U.S. presidential candidate for the Republican Party, is not winning a lot of friends with America's key allies in Asia after criticizing their contributions to regional security and suggesting they develop their own nuclear arsenals. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary today rejected the suggestion, that is, and Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's government, however, has been working to expand the country's defense posture, and Trump's recent comments about withdrawing from Asia could reinforce the need for a stronger Japanese military. Also, the South Korean Defense Ministry spokesman says it's inappropriate to comment on U.S. presidential candidates.
That's the latest world news from VOA.